Time now for our League of Women Voters feature, and really interesting is one of the ways, definitely, that we could talk about the election of last week. Rosie Loeffler-Kemp joins us this morning on the phone to talk about it just a little bit. Hey, Rosie, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. Now, you were at the school board meeting. The Duluth Public Schools just had their annual meeting last week, right after the election. What were some of the conversations that took place at that meeting that perhaps might not have taken place had there not been an election 2 days earlier?
Well, I think that there was expressed concerns about both concerns of fear from students and families. There was concerns of behaviors students concerned about racism and concerned about just intolerant behaviors to both our kids and our staff, and we also found that our teachers are having lots of conversations with kids because of kind of the fear that students are having. The annual meeting that we had last Thursday was a planned meeting that we do each year, and it is a meeting where we put out our annual report, and we have a variety of displays from our schools and our community partners highlighting the work we're doing in our district. And so that is meant to be a celebration every year of the work that we're doing, as well as to put out a report that reviews our vision, data, programming, a variety of things. And so that happened, and that report and a video that was took place is all on our district website, www.isd709.org. But because of really the divided country we find ourselves in, we have seen an increase in troubling behaviors across the district, and children not feeling safe. And so our message as a district is that, you know, regardless of people's political affiliations, we do our best to ensure that every student feels safe in our schools.
Rosie, one of the things that I remember, and believe me, I'm not trying to make light of this, but one of the things that I remember, you and I are of an age, and there were times in the 70s when there were protests, and we were anxious to protest, not because we necessarily had any stake in what was being protested, but because it was an opportunity to get out of school. And sometimes when you're a young person, you're anxious to kind of cut those corners. And if something comes along that you feel is giving you an excuse sometimes to behave badly, you're anxious to go ahead and take that excuse, whether or not ideologically you're necessarily on that bandwagon. Do you feel like this is an opportunity where maybe some students feel like they've been given permission to speak in a certain way or behave in a certain way, and they're just taking advantage of that opportunity?
I think that this election, people seem to be more comfortable sharing intolerant opinions, and what I have seen with our students, particularly our high school students at Denfeldt and East, is our student leaders really rising up to making sure that every student feels welcome at our schools. And it's unfortunate that we have seen some students being targeted, whether it's because of race or with racist or homophobic comments. And last night at our school board meeting, we showed a short video clip of what students at Denfeld High School are doing to respond to hate speech. They have a Post-it for Peace wall. At East High School, our student representative gave a statement about what they are doing. And so I would say our students are have some real fears and some real concerns for their safety as well as the safety of their fellow classmates. And we have not seen students leave school to protest, but we are seeing students and our staff having some very challenging conversations and trying to provide a safe space for kids to speak of their concerns. And in both our high schools, our students are actually having an opportunity today to have a talk by Dr. Muhammad Al-Kadi, who's going to be speaking on racism and bias in our communities. And actually, his presentation was set many months ago before the election, but it is coming at a time that will provide opportunities for our staff and students to discuss and learn in a variety of ways.
Rosie, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It's always good to talk with you.
Thank you.
Rosie Loeffler-Kemp this morning, our guest on our League of Women Voters feature, a feature every third Wednesday of the month here on Northland Morning.